Raise your hand if you have gone through changes in the past year. Last month. How about this week? Yesterday? Or maybe even today? It would be safe to say that we all have or are going through change. I remember being on vacation when we heard the news that the airports were shutting down due to COVID. It was surreal. It was as if we woke up to a new normal. It certainly changed our way of socializing. We began to wear masks. We weren't shaking hands. Kids were being kept home from school. Adults were working remotely, not going into the office, as well as those that were isolated and in quarantine. Well, since then, we've learned that life as we knew it was not going to be the same. Change is unavoidable. It happens whether we like it or not. In fact, everything under the sun is constantly changing. Ever since the beginning of time, the created world has been changing and aging. I don't know about you, but I like routine. I like things to be predictable and familiar. If you've ever seen the Groundhog Day movie, I experience that most days. My darling husband makes my coffee and breakfast almost every day. I like that. You know, waking up each day knowing what to expect. Have you ever heard the statement, change is the only constant in this life? Well, our God is unchanging in this ever-changing world. He is our constant in this life. I like how Spurgeon says it. Would you lose your worries and fears this day? Then you must immerse yourself in the immensity of God. He never changes. His being and nature and perfections cannot be altered. Nothing can be added to the infinite God, and nothing can be taken away from Him. What God is today, He always was. What God is today, He shall always be. He is all wise. He need not change. He is perfect. He cannot change. He is the great I am, the great unchangeable. This morning, I would like to talk about our constant God and our changing world. Our God never changes. His purposes do not change. His character does not change. And His word does not change. God's unchanging purpose gives us eternal significance. And we see this in Psalm 33:11. The plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of His heart through all generations. His intentions can never be shaken. We can count on God to be the same today as it was yesterday, and what it will be tomorrow, because He does not change who He is. We should have comfort knowing that He doesn't change. I read about a shipwrecked sailor who clung to a rock until the tide went down. After he made it to safety, a friend asked him a question. Didn't you shake with fear when you were hanging on to that rock? The sailor smiled and said, yes, but the rock didn't. Life and its uncertainties may shake us, but our God does not move. His steady strength will support us. If we have breath in our bodies, we are guaranteed that God has a purpose for our lives. He has called us to love Him, love others, and to spread the good news. His purpose for our lives does not change. We change our plans frequently, sometimes very frequently. We make our list for the day and we plan to do 5 or 6 things. We do the first thing, then we get a phone call, or our dog or cat gets sick, or our boss calls for an unplanned meeting. So we skip 2, take a stab at 3. We never get around to 4, 5, or 6. That's the way life is. But again, I say, God's purposes never change. Something else that doesn't change, and that's God's character. We all know people that change their attitude. They may be grumpy in the morning and friendly at noon. They may be our best friend this week, and the next week they won't have anything to do with us. Well, J.I. Packer has a wonderful paragraph about God's unchanging character. Strain or shock or lobotomy can alter the character of a person, but nothing can alter the character of God. During human life, taste and outlook and temper may change radically. A kind person may turn bitter or crotchety. A person of good may grow cynical and callous. But nothing of this sort happens to the Creator. He never becomes less truthful or merciful or just or good than he used to be. The character of God is today and will always be exactly what it was in Bible times. While I was preparing for this message, I continued to come across the word immutable. To be honest, it is not a word that I use in my everyday language. I don't. Much less understand it. But what it means is to stay the same, unchanging. As it relates to God, it is one of his attributes. Travis and Tina Rucker and I were reading the book, The Knowledge of the Holy by Tozer. And it took a while for it to sink in that God does not change in any way. His existence, perfections, purposes, and promises, they're unchanging. The things that change in our lives have no effect on God. He will never be stronger or weaker. His knowledge and his wisdom will not increase or diminish. God does not compromise or change his values. There is no inconsistency in God. Now tell me that that does not give you hope. His nature is set on a rock-solid foundation. Not only does his purpose and character not change, the same is true of God's word. It also does not change. We know that with styles, technology, transportation, and other material things, they will eventually become outdated and obsolete. Do you remember when you used to take your film to the store to get developed? Well, now we use a digital camera, and it produces an instant picture. We have GPS everywhere, on our phones, in our cars, even on our persons. We no longer pull out the Rand McNally Road Atlas. Now we just binge off of watching Netflix instead of waiting for our weekly TV program. As a child, my favorite was Gentle Ben and the Carol Burnett Show. We could spend an afternoon sharing examples, with each one representing the constant change. But remember, God never changes. His truths have been the same since the beginning of time. The Bible does not change. If we disagree with something that we read in Scripture, it's not the Bible that needs to change, it's us. The Bible itself says the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing the soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. That's in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. God's message to us has not changed since the beginning of time. God's word is a guide to our everyday life. What would we do without the word of God? It guides and it leads us. It's our lamp. It's our sword. And God speaks to us through his word. The word of God is our weapon to defeat the enemy. It's what we use to build our faith. It is everything to us. And thank God that it never changes. You and I and everyone who claims to follow Jesus must take a stand on the truth. We're called to communicate to the world that God is unchanging in his nature urging people to look to Him as their only constant. We have talked about God's never-changing purpose, His character, and His Word. So as a Christian, how do we survive in this changing world? As Christ followers, we are called to live daily for Him. Now, defining exactly how to do this can be a little tricky. We have God's Word of Truth to use as a guidebook. The Bible shows us how to accomplish this. Let's look at a few scriptures. Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In this passage, we are commanded to be different from the world's pattern, not to conform, not to follow after what is popular. What this means is we should seem different than anyone in the world who is not living a life that's committed to Christ. A good saying to remember as a believer is to live in such a way that if you were ever accused of being a Christian, there would be enough evidence to convict you. In Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verse 32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. This is an example that we as believers can follow that makes us different from the world. The verse explains that as believers, we should be compassionate, kind, and forgiving. This most certainly goes against our world standards of a dog-eat-dog and survival of the fittest. This instead looks at people with love. And in addition, the call to forgive each other is bold. It is living like Christ in a modern world. Notice that the verse doesn't say forgive them once. They have begged for your forgiveness and promised never to wrong you again. Nope, it says forgive them as Christ forgave you. Wow. This means just as we are unworthy of our own forgiveness, yet Christ freely gave it, we are to give it to others who might be anything but worthy. And in Hebrews 13:5, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. This verse is another example of how to live like Jesus every day. The world is full of disgruntlement. In fact, the advertising industry basically exists to convince us that we're not satisfied with our current life situation. It suggests we need a new or more improved. That could be a car, an iPhone, bigger TV, vacation home. That list could go on and on and on. We are taught that what we have isn't good enough. We need to buy the newer, better, faster version. Things are going to continue to change in this world and in our lives. And some of those changes will feel like a tiny ripple, while others might feel like a 10-foot wave. But no matter what challenges we face, we do not need to fear. Our rock and anchor is our unchanging God, whose purposes, character, and word remain fixed forever. Has change or the threat of change weakened your faith in God? If so, surrendering that change and rest in your never-changing Lord. Just like Jesus spoke to nature during the storm, and a calm came into the boat with the disciples, a spirit-filled life responds in love, and it resists reaching out in fear. Rest in this scripture in Psalm 102. In the beginning you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment, but you remain the same, and your years will never end. God doesn't want us just to survive in this world. His plan is for us to thrive. He wants to use us in a new and an unexpected way. So let's trust the one who has never let us down. Be secure in Christ's unchanging love.